In the sixth meditation, Descartes proves that the world of bodies and space exists. He does this on the basis of two other claims. First, what he's already proved, that God is not a deceiver. And second, that all human beings have a natural belief that their sensory ideas, what he calls adventitious ideas, are caused by material bodies existing outside the mind and acting on it through the body to produce all our ideas of that kind. God would have to be a deceiver to allow us to be systematically mistaken in having this natural belief. Since we form it naturally, God is obviously responsible for allowing us to do so. Therefore, it must be the case that that natural belief is not false, is not systematically misleading, but is by and large accurate. The mind-body problem emerges in the sixth meditation after Descartes has proved that minds and bodies are two radically distinct but existing substances. This proof leads to the problem when we consider that minds and bodies have what I've called psychophysical causal interactions with each other. Psychophysical interactionism is just a fancy title for the fact that my mind can affect my body and my body can affect my mind. The evidence for which is obvious. When I choose to lift my arm, I do that by way of first an act of will, which then somehow affects my arm so that it goes up. Something mental to begin with becomes something physical, my arm going up. And similarly, if I slap my right arm, that produces a pain in my mind. And the slap is a physical thing, has no mental properties, but the pain is a mental thing, and it's the effect of that physical cause. So this is a violation of the causal principle, because the causal principle essentially says, among other things, one way of interpreting it in this case that is most revealing, is that there must be a likeness between causes and their effects. There cannot be some property in the cause that is, there cannot be some property in the effect which is not present in the cause. But that's true for all psychophysical causal interactions, because mental properties and physical properties are nothing like each other, and therefore there can be no mental properties in the physical cause of my pain. And vice versa, the mental properties associated with my conscious act of will cannot produce anything that's physical, and yet they somehow do. This is the mind-body problem. Descartes solves this problem by appeal to what he calls the pineal gland / common sense. The pineal gland is something existing in the brain. The common sense is his name for a faculty of the mind that collects up all of the sensory information from all five distinct sensory sources and presents them to consciousness at once. The problem with this solution is that it doesn't explain how that entity is able to take what's mental and convert it into something physical and vice versa. Since that is a violation still of the causal principle, it looks like it's not actually a solution, but moves the problem from a relationship between mind and body to a relationship between the pineal gland and the common sense and vice versa.